AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An Air Canada plane like the one that crashed Tuesday in the French Alps made an abrupt landing and left the runway at the Halifax Airport in Nova Scotia in bad weather this morning. At least 22 people are being treated for minor injuries. In the meantime, the father of one of the victims of that deadly plane crash in France, that authorities say was deliberately caused by the pilot, the co-pilot, is asking airlines to take action to ensure the incident is not repeated. Philip Bramley is calling on airlines to take greater care over the welfare of their pilots. Cody Christensen, an assistant professor of aviation at South Dakota State University, says flight instructors play a major role in identifying pilots with mental health issues.
I think the test that they do is adequate. I think really where a lot of that is getting caught is with the individual flight instructor that's working with the student. And if they see any red flags that would make them think otherwise, that this person couldn't operate an aircraft safely.
Aviation experts say those checks are stringent but focus mainly on physical health. A pilot's mental state is usually only assessed once before companies decide whether to admit them to a training program. They were pushed to the edge of the cliff in Cleveland last night, but the Kentucky Wildcats clawed their way back.
Andrew Harrison's two free throws with 6 seconds left was the difference as the Kentucky Wildcats advanced to the Final Four with a 68-66 win over a game-fighting Irish team of Notre Dame. The top-seeded Wildcats moved to 38-0 on the season with the victory, but it wasn't easy as they trailed by as many as six in the second half. Carl Anthony Towns had 25 points for the Wildcats. Notre Dame was led by Zach Augustine with 20 points. The Fighting Irish end the season at 32-6. Again, the final, Kentucky beats Notre Dame 68-66. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
A lot of folks breathing easier in the bluegrass state. This is AP Radio News. An unseasonable wildfire driven by strong winds prompted a short-term evacuation of a ski lodge in southern Montana. A spokesman for the U.S. Forest Service says dry conditions made it easy for the blaze to spread through fields near Red Lodge.
It started on private land in grass and sagebrush, and high winds pushed it through that down in the valley floor and up onto the national forest into heavy timber.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports agriculture officials in Minnesota are concerned about the spread of bird flu in the poultry business.
Avian influenza has infected one of four barns at a turkey farm in Stearns County, Minnesota. Some of the 39,000 birds there had already died, and the others will be destroyed. Stearns County is a top producer of chicken and egg products as well.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.